The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages, and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what would have happened if this woman had gone to the feet of the Pharisee? It seems he probably would have lifted his heel against her and been repulsed by her. What happens when we bring our brokenness to our Lord Jesus Christ? He makes us whole. He makes us whole. Think of this woman, think of her past, how she had used ointment before to perfume her body, to attract men to her, or what she had done with her hair to seduce and entice. Do you think she had ever used her lips chastely? And now she's chastely kissing the feet of our Lord because he has wholly redeemed her. When we come to him with our brokenness, he not only forgives us, he makes us new interiorly. He transforms us from inside, not just covers us from without. What is the image that the Gospels give of virginal devotion, of virginal love? If you were entering a cloistered monastery as a Carmelite or a Poor Clare, what would be your image from the Gospel? You would say, "Gosh, that's what I want to be like." It's the image of Mary Magdalene sitting at the feet of our Lord, listening to him intently. Who was Mary Magdalene? A former prostitute who has become the image of virginal love. I close with this. St. John Chrysostom says of this moment, "The harlot became more honorable than the virgins." St. Gregory the Great says, "This woman converted the number of her faults into the same number of virtues, that as much of her might wholly serve God in her penitence as had despised him in her sin. We ask for the same grace, that the number of our faults might be converted into the number of our virtues when we bring them to our Lord and He redeems us.